What's up, everybody? This is the Dwizzle Nation podcast. We're going to dispense with the normal drop. We're not really going to be discussing music, movies, sports, or pop culture for that matter. We're going to talk about something else in this bonus episode. The views and opinions on this show are strictly mine and that of all my family members and everybody to rock with me. So sit back, strap it up, people, because I'm about to let it off on y'all right now. Date is going to live in infamy, people. At least on my part, it definitely is. Oh, man, where do I begin? There's been some repugnant shit. Take that as a pun if you want. Some repugnant shit that I've been seeing on television. Now, let me start out. I'm going to try to be as concise as I can. First off, DJ Tito and D-Meddy did not hear. This is an impromptu thing that happened here. If you're going to have a conspiracy theory, you got to keep that shit plausible. Let me go back to 2016. Okay. When 45, cause I'm going to avoid using his name. When 45 claimed that if he lost, that it was going to be because of voter fraud. Well, it turns out the man won the election. But, you know, with the ego-driven thing where he was salty because he didn't win the popular vote. So, clearly, it had to be, you know, voter fraud. Right? So, supposedly, you know, millions of votes. Millions. 2, 3, 4 million illegal votes are cast by dead people. Illegal immigrants. People stuffing the ballots and all type of stuff that was implied. But did you guys realize that in state 31, let's go over four states that 45 won. He won Florida. He won Pennsylvania, which he flipped. He won Michigan, which he flipped. He won Wisconsin, which is also a flip. Ohio wasn't even close, so that's why I'm not including that. But those four states, 45 won those states by 245,000 votes, approximately. So listen to the conspiracy. You want us to believe that Democrats, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, and everybody else involved somehow stuffed all these millions of illegal votes to win the popular vote, which in the case of the presidency absolutely means nothing. When a mere 250,000 votes spread over those four states would have won Hillary the election. Y'all hear me now? Pay attention to what the fuck I said, okay? Because you got to keep your conspiracies plausible. See, but you motherfuckers are too willing to believe everything because it stands with your confirmation bias. I've said it once, twice, 300, 400 fucking times. If this motherfucker told you that the coronavirus was in his ass, there would be a line of people ready to fucking eat. Syrup and jelly, optional. The fuck is wrong with you people? So now we're supposed to believe, okay, You claim you won in a landslide, right? You won in a landslide and there was all these illegal votes. But it's interesting. You only want to fucking check the counties that Milwaukee's in, that Detroit is in, Philadelphia, Atlanta. You want to fucking double check all those votes. But you don't blink an eye at the fact that Florida still had 300,000 allegedly. And feel free to fact check me on that, because I'm not opposed to people fact checking me. Supposedly, that there were 300 ballots still sitting in the fucking post office across Florida when it was a deliberate attempt to slow down the fucking mail. Oh, but that's not a fucking problem. See, I'm not a smart man, but if I wanted to fucking interject some illegal votes, it's clear that the best place to fucking hide them would have been in Republican fucking counties, because you didn't fucking count any of those, did you? Come on with this fucking bullshit. It's plain and simple. People do what this motherfucker says, okay? The only reason that we're talking about fraud is because he's fucking claimed it. The man had a goddamn panel of fucking whatever the fuck it was, and didn't he have a panel, and if they didn't have any findings, did they fucking close out the panel without any fucking conclusion of fucking major fraud? We have governors, Republican governors. We have Republican appointed judges. We have the Supreme Court with three fucking judges appointed by this motherfucker. And they all found against you, so I guess now they're part of the deep state too, right? At every opportunity, this motherfucker's had a chance to do the fucking right thing, and all he's done is inflame fucking violence and fucking incite the fucking bigots. Now, let me tell you something before some of y'all get offended. I'm not saying that if you voted for this motherfucker, you were fucking racist, all right? But if you were fucking racist, you voted for that motherfucker. This is fucking ridiculous, okay? Yo, by the way, let me holler at your boy Ted Cruz. By the way, his real name is Rafael. Rafael Cruz. Okay? No, trust me, his name's not Theodore. Okay? His name's Rafael. For those of you that have problems with individuals changing their names. By the way, big up to Muhammad Ali. Let me tell you something. I think the person that I have the least amount of respect for is Rafael Cruz. This man accused your father of assassination, basically treason against his own country. Basically called your wife ugly on Twitter. And you basically spent the past 4 years metaphorically sucking this motherfucker's dick. Pardon my language. If there's any children listening to you, I try to put the explicit tag on the podcast, so please don't listen to this, what I'm saying, in front of children. It's not meant for children's ears. But you know exactly what I'm doing. You couldn't do that to my wife and me fucking be friends with you. Like, I might be able to work with you, but listen. Yo, you are literally fucking sucking this motherfucker's dick on fucking television with your fucking shenanigans. That's why fucking even Republican senators fucking hate your dumbass. Man, y'all fall for the stupidest shit, man. And here we go. Okay, you hear? There's no National Guard, no preparations, no nothing. He's only been telling you this. He's only been telegraphing this shit for 4 fucking years. I wasn't surprised at any of this shit that went on. Sorry, doesn't surprise me. And everyone listening to my voice, everyone who voted, everyone who gives a shit about this, if you fucking turn around and tell me that you are surprised, you're being very naive or very foolish. Or think I'm dumb to believe that shit when this man has been telegraphing this shit and his fucking followers have been fucking telegraphing this shit for years. They were gonna fucking kidnap the fucking Michigan fucking governor. You didn't think they were gonna go and do this shit? Nah, man. Mm-mm. Nah, we're not going out like that. Not at all. The shamelessness which you guys just allowed us. Now, you know it's bullshit. You know it's bullshit. And I've lost my composure a couple of times. Like, I've cut a lot of people off on Facebook that were friends or whatever, or I've blocked their post, or in a lot of cases, I just don't comment. I just go by. Just recently, I saw a comment, you know, when they're going back and forth, okay, Black Lives Matter, and they did this, and they did that. First off, let me point out that I don't condone any type of rioting, okay, especially when you're fucking destroying your own fucking neighborhoods. That's not a good idea, okay, but the coin goes both fucking ways. These motherfuckers, not only were they fucking rioting, hey, it was worse than fucking rioting, because it's not like some innocent fucking 12-year-old got fucking killed. You didn't like the results of a fucking election, and you went and stormed the goddamn Capitol thinking, read a fucking Constitution, you stupid fuck. Read that shit. Storm the fucking Capitol. Not a fucking bullet in sight, taking selfies with the goddamn fucking cops. Ridiculous. I guess we would have had to put a fucking black dude with his arms up in order for you to fucking at least fire some rubber fucking bullets, right? How many of these motherfuckers got arrested as they were fucking exiting the fucking Capitol building? How many? This is what I'm going to say, people. For all of those of you who are listening to me. I stood by patiently. I tried to be a gentleman. Okay? I've said it before on my previous podcast. The Drizzle Nation podcast. Go check it out. Like and subscribe. No, on a serious note, though. You got MLK for the previous 4 years. And all you did was fucking walk around and strut and fucking gloat. Fucking talk shit. Say a little side shit. Say shit sideways out your mouth. Nah. We're not standing for that shit. And for everybody that can hear me. Okay? Listen, by all means, respect your place of work. But only give the same amount of respect that was given. So, when I hear some stupid shit said in front of me, I'm fucking checking you, okay? Don't fucking take my fucking, my genie out. No, that's not the proper word. But don't take the fact that I'm quiet and fucking reserved. It feels that you can say any fucking slick shit any fucking sideways and I'm not gonna fucking check you, okay? Those days are fucking done, all right? You either tell these motherfuckers, check the fucking politics on the fucking job, or you let these motherfuckers have it and let them know. I just had to check a motherfucker in the same fucking cast of characters talking about Black Lives Matter fucking thugs. All right? Well, fucking Black Lives Matter is not fucking here. Quick to point out that it's fucking Antifa. Antifa was the one that fucking stormed the fucking Capitol, right? Antifa. Right? Mm-hmm. Stormed the motherfucking Capitol. Do you guys understand that you stormed the fucking Capitol because you didn't like the results of a fucking election? Show the fucking proof. Show the fucking proof. Here's a perfect example. I'm actually going to talk about hip hop. Okay. I'm going to leave the rapper's name out of it out of respect because I like the rapper and I don't want to perpetuate the rumor attached to his name. But there was a rapper in the 80s, in the late 80s. There was a nasty rumor about him supposedly having AIDS. A lot of you remember that shit, man. Okay, but everybody back in those days, everybody had a friend that fucking claimed, yeah, I saw him interviewing on Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah asked him, does he know who gave it to him? Saying, like, yeah, I know who gave it to me. I know who gave it to me, but it was she was supposedly on 2020. Oprah went all this shit. I heard all this shit that he was on TV admitting that he had AIDS and that he knows who gave it to him. Yet it was always a third party referencing. I never knew anyone that actually saw that supposed fucking video. Well, here we are, more than 30 years removed from that alleged allegation from that particular rapper. And guess what? This motherfucker is HIV negative without ever having taken fucking drugs and nothing. You see what I'm saying? You had chance to show proof. You didn't fucking show proof. So we're supposed to believe all this other shit and all your other fucking far-fetched conspiracies that are fucking clearly so fucking implausible. And let me tell you something. You motherfuckers keep on saying some sideways shit and talking about fucking black thugs. I'ma call you the fuck out. I guess Tamir Rice was a fucking thug. 12-year-old little boy playing with a fucking gun, a fucking plastic fucking gun in the park. And the cop fucking basically shot him about half a second after the moment he fucking got out of his fucking vehicle. I guess Philando Castile had it fucking coming, you know, license to carry, told the cops he had a fucking license to carry, cop tells him to go get his fucking ID, goes to get the ID, shoots him in front of his wife and his fucking daughter. Don't say no stupid shit in front of me, and for everybody that can hear my voice, don't allow none of these motherfuckers to continue saying any fucking stupid shit in front of you no more. Those days are fucking done. I don't care who's in the fucking White House. That shit don't fucking matter to me. You didn't have no fucking consideration for the people that you've known for fucking 20 fucking years saying ill shit, talking about fucking thugs and why they do this and why the fuck they do that. I'ma just tell you, fuck you. I'm easily recognizable. You know who the fuck I am. with your fucking nonsense. Tired of you motherfuckers, man. You, and listen, you know who the fuck you are. You say motherfuckers would have been against Martin Luther fucking King. And I'm mad, yeah. I'm fucking mad. I'm really fucking mad. Because you people don't even have the fucking dignity and the fucking respect to call some shit what the fuck it is. Oh, well, Black Lives Matter ain't fucking here. And once again, just so that you know, I don't condone none of the fucking rioting. So you take a small percentage of people that fucking cause fucking riots and you want to fucking label everybody fucking else. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's like me saying that because Steve King, the former fucking congressman of Iowa, was a fucking blatant racist, that means the rest of you are too, right? Nah, for real. That on his face, that shit sounds ridiculous. That's about as dumb as the shit you people are fucking saying. Yeah, man. I think I went off on a fucking... I started this shit with good intentions. I kind of went off in a wild direction with a whole bunch of fucking screaming and shit and yelling. But I think a lot of people share my sentiments out there. Chances are that anyone who would object to what I'm saying probably doesn't listen to the podcast anyway. Probably doesn't even follow me on Facebook. But this is the message to the people that do fuck with me and do rock with me, okay? Now, we're not going to be the fucking little docile motherfuckers anymore. And by the way, oh my God. Yo, this Christian Walker, that's Herschel Walker's son. This motherfucker is the embodiment if Steven from the Django had a fucking kid. Yo, Herschel, you and your little boy, where the fuck were you when this motherfucker was pushing bullshit birth conspiracies? Where the fuck was you? Did you pick up a phone? Did you call him? Did you turn the other cheek?
Well, that's just Donald being Donald.
Excuse me, 45. I gotta fucking punish my tongue later. Or did you agree with it? Oh, man. All skin folk ain't kin folk. Take your ass back to that fucking house, motherfucker. And teach your boy some fucking manners before somebody else fucking does. And one final thing. Y'all gonna stop with this fucking Black Thug shit. Okay? Y'all gonna fucking stop. Because you wanna start calling people thugs until you actually fucking get a thug in front of you. Then all the fucking playing fucking stops. See, some of you, and listen, I'm not a tough guy, people. Let me be clear. That ain't me. But I ain't no fucking pussy either. So you gonna be talking all that fucking gun shit? Oh, we got guns, we got this, and you motherfuckers are please, with the fucking snowflake bullshit. A lot of you motherfuckers would be fucking a bitch in prison if you had to fucking go there. A lot of the motherfuckers would piss your pants if you actually had to fight a motherfucker. So stop the shit. And just remember, everybody that rock with me, all you gotta do is confront these motherfuckers. Don't fucking put your head down. Don't turn sideways. Don't fucking walk out the room. Don't put your fucking headphones on no more to fucking avoid the conversation. Don't fucking roll your eyes when they put on Fox News, OAN, Newsmax, or whatever the fuck else they want to put on. Them days are fucking done. We done, man. I'm done. Peace out. Don't forget to fucking like and subscribe to Dwizzle Nation Podcast, man. We're going to be doing big things, man. We're going to start having some interviews with some young entrepreneurs out here, man. I've talked about this in previous episodes. We're going to keep doing it, man. We're going to be showing some excellence on here, man. But in the meantime, I want everybody to stay safe, stay strong. Don't accept the bullshit no more. We out.
American born. American raised, thugs, American made. My country sending my me. Country. She wants to get rid of me. Never. 'Cause the things I much.
Because of things I see.
We seen too much.
My country shitting on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Because of things I see.
We know too much.
Because of things I see.
We seen
hey,
too much.
Hey, it was packed on this Rikers bus. The tightest cuffs is holding me shackled. The life of a thug caught in the devil's lasso. On the streets, I was invincible. Cowards would duck at a glimpse if they knew what my pistol would do. A fucking killer. Mother's a dope fiend embarrassing me. All in front of my friends in the street, smile with no teeth. I never knew daddy, heard he had a 72 caddy. Died in the robbery, can't remember him, was probably three. Why did my folks just die in this society? Why wasn't I a child of a doctor who left stocks for me? Two little brothers, two sisters, them shorties gots to eat. Mother's a junkie, she twisted, so all they got is me. I'm the provider, with goals to do much better than my father. Whether through drugs, souls, or holding revolvers. Blurry visions of dad holding me high. It comes to me slowly, the words he would cry.
My country, shit it
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I see.
We know too much.
Cause of things I see.
We seen too much.
My country, shit it
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I see.
We know too much.
Cause of things I see.
We seen too
it
much.
It is I that step up. Me that don't give a fuck. You that foe. Then it's all over, soldier. Hummers and ranges through the desert. Fuck a 20-inch. Long as we got gas and we got water. Troopers looking for manslaughter. I gotta get back for what they owe. Shoot them in the back for the get back. Leave dude shit back. Hog tie gag. Look at the life we had. Now we all rebels. Everything burnt down, including the ghetto. We can see for miles of land. This major rebel in debris from the earth as we knew crumble. Yo, you can see the sea and the stars look closer to me. I'm a madman. This is a real life movie, man. Max, SKs, AKs, Max, ABR spitting and it ain't a rap. My mommy dearest pray for me, hoping I come back. But yo,
my country shitting
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I see.
We know too much.
Cause of things I see.
We seen too much.
My country shitting
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I see.
We know too much.
Cause of things I see.
We see
yo,
too
I'm
much.
Sitting behind these prison walls. I got this pen and pad, wishing on a visit guard. Brothers is here for homicide, and yo, it's some for rape. Some brothers innocent, I pray that I could just escape. How is the war? And yo, I'm wishing I was in your shoes. Holding machine guns, clean fun, shooting dudes. With fatigues on, anywhere's better than this. It's America's plan, every color of a man inherits the shit. Yo, I'm starting to think it's all their scheme. Nobody cares, I know the warden is reading the scribe. But yo, I swear,
it's a $1 billion business.
Courts, lawyers, and jails, we all slaves in the system. I'm about to rebel.
There's not a bitch in sight, all block bench, all black gate. All gray fence. Look who fucked it all up, Mr. President. I remember yesterday, we was on the block getting bent. Now it's state of the art. I just saw the first dude I met here. His head came apart with a bloody mess, a slug fest. I just buried eight of mine. At night, I hear grown men crying. You know I'm spitting mine. I ain't going out here. We gotta win. Every time I hear the wind, I think a slug went in. I'm checking my chest, holding my head, catching my breath, watching my back, smoking this grass, beating my dick, thinking the ass. I don't know what they broadcast, the news flash is fake. Every day I'm feeling like you, I wanna escape. And if y'all niggas feeling like me, y'all niggas just say.
My
say.
Country shitting
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
nah,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I see.
We know too much.
Cause of things I see.
We seen too much.
My country shitting
my
on
country.
Me. She wants to get rid
ha,
of me.
Never.
Cause of things I see.
We know too much.
Cause of things I see.
Cause of things we seen. This goes out to Che Guevara. Revolutionary destroyed by his country. He's trying to fight for what's real. This goes out to my nigga Malcolm El Haj Malik Shabazz. Just trying to fight for what's real. This goes out to Martin. All about peace and destroyed by his own country. This goes out to everybody in the whole world. Just trying to fight for what's real. To Patrice Lumumba. Just trying to fight for what's real and destroyed by his own people. This goes out to my hood niggas. Coming up every day just trying to survive. The only way we know how. But see, we know too much now. And we seen too much now. So ain't nothing gonna stop us now. My country.